Blog Talk Radio.
Of Motivating Monday. Yay! It's been a long, productive, I don't want to say tiresome, but it's late night, and I've been up since early, I'm an early bird, and it has been kind of tiresome, but it's been a fun day, productive day, and so excited to talk about healthy living topics like we usually do on Mondays, Motivating Monday night tonight. Also, what's going on with the Ferguson, Missouri situation. I have been keeping myself updated tonight. And this evening when I was watching CNN, I was in shock. Don Lemon, right when the 5 o'clock broadcast of CNN came on, Don Lemon screamed out, "Oh my God, we're about to get arrested!" And you know, law enforcement was like getting them situated and like maneuvering them to move out of the way and to get in another location. And that was something. So wow. And local news here in Jackson, a local attorney and his friends went up there this weekend to see firsthand what was actually happening. But we must continue to pray, and have there been any mention of an arrest regarding the officer, or are they still researching both sides and the facts of what's happening? But those autopsy reports are something. I know the parents had their own autopsy done, and that's what I caught on the news. This evening and tonight, their report also, at least 6 shots. And the video that I've been seeing tonight of his body just laying in the street. You know, I'm mentioning it and bringing it up. You can call in and talk in depth about it. There's so much to talk about, like the big search for a police chief here in Jackson also, but I definitely want to talk more in depth. This week we'll dedicate a show to what's going on, you know, in Ferguson, in the St. Louis area. I do have friends and loved ones and cohorts. Miss Comedian Miss Woody, someone who a comedian based in St. Louis, I have been networking with regarding projects that she's been working on, and vice versa. We've been supporting one another. And I do have fam, do have friends, and those that I love to network with in those areas. And I'm just praying for you. And then this can happen anywhere in America. And it can, and if people get upset, and if people feel that justice not been done by the officer, not been arrested, outbursts might happen in other parts of the country. And all of us know that and aware. But we don't. We know the legal process has to run its course. But I'm just pretty much speechless and won't go on right now. But we'll continue praying. But today it was a big day. I may or may not announcement of his 2 top finalists for the top cop position, Police Chief of Jackson, Mississippi. And the 2 are Lee Vance, a longtime 27-year veteran of JPD, and also Juan Cloy, and Lee Vance. He attended the same high school that my sister, all my siblings attended, Lanier High School, and he and our deputy sheriff, our sheriff Tyrone Lewis, they are Lanier High School alum, and both have been with the force for a long time. But Lee Vance is our current, he's our current interim police chief, and he's been our assistant chief, like under three chiefs. And then also Juan Cloy is the second finalist, and he moved up to the ranks, worked in various departments with JPD. I happen to known him for like 20 plus years before he became a police officer. But he has extensive training, undercover training, working not only within JPD, but working within various law enforcement agencies across the country and also with the FBI. But he's currently the assistant chief of Canton. I believe it would be a blessing, though. Whomever gets the police chief position, either Vance or Cloy, I hope we get both. Because if Vance is hired as police chief, then we have an opening for assistant chief. Vice versa, if Cloy is hired as our top cop, then Vance hopefully will remain our assistant police chief. So I took some really great notes. You guys know how much I love to take pictures, but believe it or not, I was unable to take pictures. My memory was just full to my storage was just filled to capacity on my iPod and on my iPhone and my other phones. And I definitely, you guys know I'm an avid photographer, I definitely need to get my own professional camera also, so I can just snap away when my electronic devices are not acting properly. But I was so busy taking notes. Anyhow, so I'm going to discuss some of the points that I jotted down from both Vance and Cloy also regarding why they should be chosen to be the top cop in charge. And they both really shared a lot of information, and those of us in attendance, I think we felt really confident. And the mayor, he was appearing to feel to be satisfied, and his talks with the media afterwards were very confident. Myself and a lot of other participants, when we were among ourselves, we said that, you know, he has a big decision to make, because those are two great talents. Just like we had two great talents competing for the mayoral position, where Mayor Tony Yarbrough went out over Chokwe Lumumba. Antar Lumumba, my apologies. Chokwe was our former late mayor, and that's why we had to have a special election. So, again, we're put in a position with two great talents, and I think that is good. And one thing that I love about the forum was how they presented perfect answers, sincere answers, I felt. But at the same time, they uplifted one another also, you know, because they long time worked together at JPD. And that was really amazing and really great. So healthy living topics, Ferguson, Missouri update, and Jackson's search for a new top cop are the topics. And I thank you so much for joining me also. We have a caller also from my city. You guys know how much I love Dallas. So we have a caller from Dallas. And I guess I'll go ahead because I don't want to have this person holding on. Hello?
Yes,
thank you for calling Motivate Monday, Cut the Track Entertainment Reports.
Thomas Mathis.
Hi.
Thomas. What are you up to?
Thomas?
How's the Yes, me.
It's my friend Thomas. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Hi, Thomas. How are you?
I'm doing fine. I'm doing fine.
I recognize that number, but, you know, I was like, okay, let me hold myself. And I was just honestly, before the show, I was thinking of you.
Well, I saw you had the deal on there, and I've tried to go a couple of times to get on there.
Uh-huh.
You know, I got to plug my phone in real quick. You're not going to be talking to me for very much longer.
Well, you're on live right now, so what's going on?
Well, I'm just sitting here trying to figure out what's the deal between the two guys. Which one of them dudes is going to be the better? It's going to be the better for the city, isn't that what everybody there wants? Is who's going to?
Yes.
Who's going to be, you know, the best for, you know, here in Garland, in my town?
Yes.
They treat us like, you weren't, you know, like you're a civilian. There's no public.
Oh, really? Really?
Yeah, there's no.
Garland is
like
one of my mother and I's favorite areas in the Dallas metropolitan area. And even in Garland, they treat you like what?
Like you're second class. The police.
You're
department.
Kidding
they don't
me.
Have a, no, they don't have like a. They don't have any kind of public relations. And I think that's
mm-hmm.
probably the most important thing for me, if I was going to have to choose on a sheriff, is how does he get along with the people? And how does he treat people? How is he treating everybody? Which one of those guys is the better one that, you know, I'm not really worried about it. Most of those guys, you know, they know what the law is. They went to, they're probably their qualifications are the same. It's the person that you really need to pick because it's not necessarily whether they're a Democrat or Republican or independent. You know, it's the person.
Exactly.
That's how I do it. This is just my opinion. You know, you can't take that to the bank or anything. But,
mm-hmm.
you know, which one do you think is the better? I know it's kind of hard to tie you down on that, but you said you've talked to him, you know, one for like 20 years?
Yeah, I know both of them. Both of them a long time. I've known Cloy, and I was surprised this morning to know that he was one of the two candidates. Because we have Vance, who is our current, well, he's interim now. Because about a month ago, our police chief resigned. And so we need a new one. And, you know, we just have a newly elected mayor because our mayor passed away earlier this year. And so the current mayor, the new mayor, had decided to keep the police chief that our late mayor had hired, but since this our police chief resigned a month ago, it's like, okay, we need to find a new police chief. So Lee Vance is like he said, well, I want the position. He was assistant police chief, and he's been with the force for 27 years. Definitely has good relationship with the community. He was spokesperson for the longest for JPD, and he has a good relationship with his peers and also with the community. But then also on the other hand, Juan Cloy, who's the assistant, like Garland is to Dallas, he's assistant police chief right now in Canton, Mississippi, which is north of Jackson. Remember the time that Time to Kill? The city that So, but he has been a police officer, a law enforcement officer, lesser, 18 years. And, yeah, I've known him like 22 years, 23 years.
Yeah.
And, but he has worked in like almost all the departments of JPD. He moved up the ranks of Jackson Police Department.
Walking the beat and worked his way up.
Yeah, and he's done extensive undercover work. Undercover narc agent, homicide. He's worked across the country undercover and also worked with the FBI. And he has a good relationship with the community also. And it's good you brought that topic up because that was the big topic at the forum this afternoon. They both spoke passionately about how important it is for community policing and to have good relationships with the community.
My thing is that, you know, we've militarized our police departments for something that's never going to happen, for something that's never going to come. There's never going to be a flood coming over the borders. They're not going to come in a big wave of millions. That's not going to happen. It's not going to, we're not having domestic terrorism like they said we were going to have in 2001, September 11th, when all that went down. Like, we got to, you know, we got to bulk up. We got to get with it. These people are going to, they're in our midst. Well, guess what? Nothing ever happened. You know, so, and now we've got some.
You sound like Cloy. Cloy, he made a statement like that. He was like, I've done all that and worked at it. Jumped out of helicopters and done stuff like that.
There.
He said, we have to change our way of policing. He said, because a lot of things that we prepare for and do, it's not effective. We need to change
our
way.
Never, ever going to come. Never going to happen. It's, you know, they got lucky. They got lucky. They found a way that would let them get in and do something that would make all of us. You know what I said? I was telling a friend of mine, I said, you know what? This was before Osama died, was captured and killed, before Bin Laden was captured and killed. I said, every time you go in there and they have a news story, and you can bet he can probably see what we're doing. You know, he's got the money. He's laughing his ass off because everybody's having to take their shoes off and be strip searched and cavities. You know, it's just insane. You can't carry a tube of toothpaste on. You know, it's ridiculous. It's totally ridiculous.
Yeah, it's very
TSA,
sad.
And they, you know, as soon as you gave them a little bit of power, I had to go get my dad. I had to fly to New Orleans on an emergency right now. Paid cash, no luggage, no nothing. He'd fallen. He did a 30-foot drop on his backside from his sailboat.
When did this happen?
It's been about 3 years, 4 years ago.
Oh, okay.
So I had to immediately. Yeah, I had to immediately go down there, and the first thing the guy does, I never wear zipper blue jeans. I always wear button flies. Back when I was in grad school, I did the zipper thing. You know what I'm talking about? And so from then on, I've never worn zippers. Never. I won't wear them. So he's wanding me, and he's fixing to grab. I mean, he's fixing to go down there and get him a handful. And I was like, no. The button flies.
No way.
They're not stopping him. Yeah. So they have gotten to where there was the thing is the person I would vote for, and I'm not there, so I'm just, you know, like I said, I'm just voicing my opinion.
But we want to hear.
The person I'm going to vote for is the person who wants to be, who is going to be realistic. Not, the whole thing about it is like, it's scare and consume. If I scare you and I tell you that in your neighborhood right now, there's been 14 break-ins, but I'm the AC.
Oh, my
I'm
God, yes.
Guy. And I'm knocking on your door.
Because in my
neighborhood,
things that happen in the neighborhood does not make the news. But if I go to the neighborhood association meetings, I find out some stats that I don't want to find out.
Well, and sometimes a lot of it is just they're blowing smoke. You know, it's like, you know, we got to do this. We gotta have this military stuff because, you know, we don't know. You know, these guys could be, you know, they're sitting out in the Gulf of Mexico. We don't know it. Well, we know it. We know where all of them are. You're not going to get in America without us knowing it. You might get in here. You might be here for a little bit, but we're going to find you. And all these people are, you know, especially on Facebook, this is getting really ridiculous. This is getting so ridiculous. Everybody hates Muslims. Muslims are not the problem. It's the fanatics, the simpletons. It's the people who are uneducated. They are poor. They tell their families, look, we're going to give you, we're going to take care of your family. All you got to do is strap these bombs on and go over here, and they're doing it for their families. They're not doing that. Well, I can't say because I'm not the guy, but from what I've, and the way it works, from what I've been told and what I've read, That's the way it works. We're going to make you a martyr. You're going to get your 72 virgins. We're going to give you your family. We're going to take care of them. They'll always be taken care of, blah, 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 blah. And that's what they're doing it for. I don't think it's a religion. To the people in charge, it is. They wanted to make it look that way. But it's all about, you know, power over people. You know, my religion is better than your religion. Your religion is not the right religion. Who's to say how many religions are on the planet? How many different religions? Who's wrong? Who's right? Guess what? You're not going to find out till the last day.
Exactly.
And, you know, and I grew up in a church, and I am not religious at all. I'm agnostic, which means I believe there's something, but I don't know what it is. But I can guarantee you, and I would bet my last penny, that it ain't some little dude up there, you know, going, oh, you're a bad person. You're going to hell. God
Amen.
Is a mean person. You know, we're talking about the Quran, you know, it's the infidels. You must kill all the infidels. So what do you think God does?
Uh-huh.
You don't believe in me? You're going to hell, and you're going to burn in hell for eternity.
Uh-huh.
What's the difference?
One of my most, being a Christian, but then you know my background with second husband being a Muslim, but the mosque of Plano Masjid that I still have wrote, they still send me emails. If I show you my emails now, I have didn't get a chance to visit with them when I was in Dallas in May, but next time when I come next month, I'm definitely going to visit the mosque because you're right. I have.
Well, they're kicking them out. If they
it's
have
not the religion.
There,
it's not the religion. It's the fanatics in all our religion organizations.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I mean, we have people over here that are blowing up. You know, well, not now anymore, but used to be, you know, we had people blowing up freaking baby abortion clinics, you know.
Yeah.
But they're not
regular
people.
Right here in Mississippi, that's a hot topic right here in Jackson.
They were
the only abortion clinic in the state is right here in the Fondren area, in the area where the help was made.
Yeah. I mean, I would drive to work. And there would be people out there, and they have poured blood all over themselves. They've got pictures of stuff that doesn't even look like a fetus. It's all bloody, you know, and blah, blah. This was a baby, blah, 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 you know. I had to take a friend of mine to have an abortion because the guy she slept with was a policeman, and he was a mean, nasty, he was mad. He was a bad person. He was not a good person, and she didn't want to have nothing to do with him. It was a one-night stand, blah, blah. So she asked me if I would take her up there, and I said, "Well, yeah, I don't have a problem with that." And it wasn't something that she took lightly. And everybody thinks that they just take it lightly, that it's just something. It's not something. I don't think that most women take that really very lightly. I think that's big decision in a woman's
You're
life.
Right.
And it's
You're right.
me as a man.
I'm a pro-lifer. I hadn't had an abortion when I was 15. My mother was like, oh, no way. Are you having a baby at age 15?
Mm-hmm.
You know? I'm like, oh, my God. You know, I think I did want to keep the kid. But my mom was like, no way. But I am a pro-lifer. But you're right. If it's the woman's decision or their parents' decision, because they're underage, that's something we have to deal with. And it sounds like your friend had to really think that over because she thought about how the father was.
Well, and he came up to the deal and started raising all kinds of hell and said, I'm a cop, I'll do what I want. And I said, you know what, I'm fixing to call your supervisor, and I can guarantee you that you can't do whatever you want just because you got a gun and a badge. So you can either leave. And you know what he did? He went out and sat in the parking lot. He wouldn't leave. And so when it was
he didn't want her to have the abortion?
No. He was totally against it. Yeah, he was totally against it. And she didn't want to have anything.
But you said he wasn't a friendly person.
No, he was not. And he was telling me, he was fixing to arrest me, and I'm interfering and blah, blah, blah. But I was asked to come up here. She asked me to be here. That's why I'm here. You know, she didn't want anybody to know and she knows that I won't tell anybody. Because, well, I'll tell everybody. I'm not going to tell anybody either because it's going to make you look bad. So, you know, if I was you, I'd go. Well, he went and sat in the car and waited, and so I looked out there. I said, yeah, he's still out there. She's like, he's still out there? I said, yeah, he's still out there. She goes, well, just call the cops. So I did. I called the cops and said, I need to speak to the supervisor. You got one of your clowns out here harassing somebody. Anyway, so I don't think it's a light. I don't think it's a light situation that they, that any woman. And I can tell you this, if men could get pregnant, there would be an abortion clinic on every corner.
I believe that.
Because guys are going to do whatever they want. You know, it's not for, I don't think an old man in Congress should be able to tell you what you can do with your body. So, you know.
Yeah. That's right. I'm a pro-lifer, but then at the same time, I'm a woman, and I feel that we have the decision
to
do what we choose with our body.
I can't tell you. I can't come up and tell you, hey, you know what, you've had three kids, and we're going to tie your tubes. Said, no, you're not. You're not going to tell me how to run my life. And, you know, if I can afford it, I don't know. It's a, you get to a tricky situation when you start telling people how to run their lives. It's not for government to tell you how to do. It's just there. It should be there to help you when you need help. And that's it. And they shouldn't be able to do nothing else. But, you know, and what's going on with Ferguson? You know, this kid has got shot six times now, we find out.
Yeah, so what are your thoughts? Have you heard both sides of the story? I've heard both sides of the stories from different sources, you know.
Well,
so what do you
I
think? Because when the governor has tried to make, you know, when he's speaking at his press conferences and people outburst, like, when is the officer going to get arrested, you know.
Oh,
what are your thoughts?
Yeah, that dude has crawled under a rock somewhere, and he is not
coming out.
Oh, yeah,
they said he's relocated.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you know, we had here in Garland, I don't know if you remember this, a couple of years ago, some guy was there to the cops. He's a white guy. He's in his car with his daughter, his baby two-year-old daughter, and he runs from the cops. Well, they corner him in a cul-de-sac and then shoot at his truck 41 times, hitting him three times. Now, there's 12 cops standing around. Not one cop after he, you know, obviously there's no clip on the planet that holds 41 shots. So he's had to unload his clip, put another clip in, unload his clip, put another clip in. And nobody standing there stopped him. That's the scary part. Him shooting, I understand, because he's all riled up. He's been chasing this guy. All these other people standing around. Oh, why didn't they stop him? All these other cops, there's 13, 14 cops standing around there, and he's unloading, and, you know, are they afraid they're going to get shot? I don't know. So, my take on Ferguson is the boy was fucking up. Excuse me, I'm sorry, I can't say that on right. The boy was messing up. No, I can say that. Well, he was fucking up, honey. He shouldn't have been robbing. Now, that doesn't mean he needs to die. He doesn't.
But then also, they said that the officer did not know that he had caused a ruckus in the store earlier.
Well, I mean,
When I heard about it, I thought, okay, the store owner must have told him what happened, you know. But they said that the officer didn't know what had happened.
I haven't heard enough, because my thing is that everything you hear on TV now is ridiculous. It's stupid. They're making stuff up. We don't know, but we just saw a car drop, you know. You don't know, then shut up.
But you're right.
I don't know what happened. I know if he was at the store and he messed up.
And I know he didn't deserve to be murdered the way he was murdered. Six bullets or two in the head and four
on
the
top of his head.
Yeah, but at the same time, I didn't like what I seen on that video. He didn't seem like he was a nice guy. He appeared to be a bully. To me, but bullies don't deserve to be murdered either, you know.
I
didn't like what I seen on that video. If he was alive walking around and I was related to him or his mother, I would be just devastated. So I didn't like what I seen, because it makes me wonder how he treat his classmates and friends too. If he, you know, bullied the business owner or the employee, but at the same time, I can't grasp him being shot so many times.
Well,
and
they just done love.
The friend that was walking with him said they was walking in the middle of the street.
Yeah.
And
well, he was laying in the middle of the street. I seen a video today.
Him just laying there. Somebody in a nearby apartment took video to pull out their phone and took pictures of that.
So, does the police there? Don't they have cameras in their cars? Don't they have a voice recorder? Do we not get to hear all that? Do we not get to see what's? I mean, I'm sure they're not going to let us have it
after. I don't think he had a dash cam. I don't think he had a dash cam. One of my friends.
How big is Ferguson? How big a town is Ferguson?
I think the population is only 22,000.
Oh, okay. So it's just a little small town.
Yeah, I don't think that, because one of my friends who's law enforcement here, she mentioned on her Facebook page that they didn't have a dash. He didn't have a dash cam on there on his. Yeah, in his car.
And if he did, it probably something happened to it anyway. Because that's usually what
happens.
That's
what I thought. Yeah, that's what I thought. It's something strange.
Every time
the strange
dash
will happen.
And it can show something that they're doing wrong. And, what about the, you know, now California's passed a deal where the police can punch a button and they can just turn your phone off and you can't call nobody, you can't take video of them doing bad, you can't do nothing.
You gotta be kidding me.
No,
you know, last year, you probably remember me talking about, I was down at our union station where, you know, where the transit system and the Greyhound buses and Amtrak meet up. And
right.
And you probably remember me posting this, because I was so excited to see TSA, see Homeland Security, and I put up my camera at my phone and just start videoing and taking pictures. I was excited. I felt like I was on a set of CSI Miami or something, you know. You guys are used to seeing stuff like that, but I'm in Jackson. What is all this Homeland Security all about, you know? And I was getting excited, and one of the DEA guys came up to me, and he was like, if you don't put that phone down, I'm going to arrest you. You know, I immediately told you guys on Facebook, and I think I emailed our mutual friend, and like, I'm going to get arrested, you know? I quickly put everything down, and then he talked to me privately if you think Jackson could not be a target of terrorism, you're wrong. You know, it can be, you know? So I'm like, I didn't know if it was a drug bust or what, but they were doing training, but I don't know if it was a real threat or not a real threat, but he told me, he said, you would get arrested. I will arrest you if you don't put it down. I'm like, what? I'm just a proud American. I'm glad to see you all.
Yeah. Well, I had a deal with the cops out here behind my house. Some guy jumped out of a car. Him and his girlfriend were having a fight. And I heard something going on. The dogs started going crazy. And I went out there and looked. Well, this guy's, you know, yelling at his girlfriend, get away from me. You know, yelling and screaming. I was like, well, I better go get the GoPro. This will be good. So I go back and get the GoPro. Well, an ambulance is rolling up. And I guess whoever was in the car with him called an ambulance because he fell or whatever. And then 29 squad cars roll up. And I'm standing in the alley. I'm not doing nothing. I'm 50, 60 feet away. And the guy goes, you need to move on. And I was like, why? Because I said so. Well, that's not a good enough reason. Well, you can go to jail. You're obstructing an alley. And I said, oh, okay. So I walked over to the grass where I'm not standing in the alley. I said, there, now I'm good, right? He goes, I'm fixing to take you to jail if you don't go right now. And I was like, really? Okay. Well, I didn't have my cell phone. Nobody knew I was out there. You know, I could have got lost for 12, 15 days down in a hole somewhere in Garland. I don't trust them boys at all. So I just was like, I'll probably just go on, man. Yeah. But I'm telling you, they want to intimidate you. And there's, you know, I called his supervisor, and he goes, well, he didn't tell you to turn the camera off, did he? And I said, no. Well, I wasn't bothering him. You know, and apparently he thought it was so bad that he called you first and told you that I was fixing to call you because he knew what was fixing to happen because he was being a rude ass. You know? So anyway, I think they need to go back to. I mean, obviously, you can't deal with meth heads like Andy Griffith would, but you know. And there are bad people out there. I agree. There's bad people. But the majority of people are not bad. It's like a 0.5%.
Exactly. I think most
and they
people
treat
really
everybody
do care.
Like they're bad. They treat everybody
yeah,
like
I think
they're
most people. I think most people do care and do have good intentions. But that small percentage that don't think like that, oh, my goodness.
Well, you know, it's you can get one bad apple, spoil the whole bunch. You know, you get
wow.
one dude in there, he starts making everything else bad for everybody else, and everybody else going, well, you know what? It's like at work. You know, you go to work, and you got that one dude over there who just, man, he just plays with you, get the hell out of here, blah, 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 blah. That dude needs to go. He needs to get out of your building immediately, because he will make everybody else, and everything will just, and I think that's the mentality at the police station. You know, there's one guy. He shot that dude, and they're not. Nobody else can say nothing. They're not going to stand up for him, but they're not going to talk about it either. So,
yeah, I see. There's been a Facebook page created to help him with his legal fees.
Really?
Yeah, and then some people say he hadn't been, you know, hadn't been arrested yet. And there's been a Facebook page support Darren Wilson, Officer Darren
really?
Wilson, something like that.
Wow, I would be real careful about posting anything on that page, especially if I live there.
I know.
I'd be scared that somebody come by my house and burn that thing to the ground. Because them people are serious; they're pissed off.
Wait, is the Garland Police Department? Because, like I said before, my mother and I have long time loved that area of Dallas. But is the Garland Police Department diverse? Because Ferguson's department only have three blacks, and I guess they have no females, because I haven't heard any mention
Real.
Of any women. Yeah.
All the guys that were out here that night were white and Hispanic. No black guys.
Mm-hmm.
None.
Yeah.
And the guy who jumped out of his car was a white guy, it looked like. I couldn't tell. But you know what?
Uh-huh.
That's the first mistake we all make, is we say they're white, they're black, they're green, they're yellow.
Exactly.
What color they are. Doesn't matter. Ignorant is ignorant, and it comes in every color.
Exactly.
Stupid don't have a flavor. So, you know.
You are so right. So, from listening to the way you talk, it sounds like if you were in Jackson and voting, it sounds like you have said a lot of things that
you
both
know
candidates
ask, you know what I would
said,
ask?
Said, but most of the things that you said echo what Juan Cloy said. The guy, the one that's a long time
I would stand up in the middle of the room and I'd say, if you caught me with the joint, would you take me to jail? And if he said, nope, I'd vote for him.
Good point.
There's nothing
you
wrong
with that person.
Not a damn thing.
Why would you vote for that person?
You know, if he said, oh, come over and burn it with you after I get off of work, I'd definitely vote for him. So, yeah. But he's not going to do that. None of them are going to do it. But I've met some, you know, like I say, I don't care what your religion is. If you're a good person, I don't care what your politics are, you know, whatever. If you're a good person and you do the right thing, then that's the person you need to, you know, whoever gets along with the community, I would say, is probably the best.
Well,
and whoever's been there the longest and knows everybody, you know. I miss the small
Vance
town
right
where
there.
Everybody knows everybody.
Exactly.
Know, everybody
and Lee Vance is definitely that person when it comes to the two candidates. And it's kind of weird that you're talking about the holistic side, the spiritual side, the religious side, because that was the last question asked to them about holistic training within the departments. How were they handled holistically training within the department? And then Vance mentioned that since he's the assistant and he's the interim police chief now, he mentioned how the crime stats look good. Even though crime is pretty bad, but the crime stats are improving. And he mentioned that customer service, look at the community as customers, and that it's important for the community to have high priority and always look for ways to improve. And then he also mentioned quality control to that right now when if a store gets robbed, it's important for a quality control officer that's in that division to meet with the owner right then and there, and if anything needs to be done, like extra fingerprinting or any other work, get it done. So that's what he said, dealing holistically.
I don't know if you're going to believe this or not, but do you know that the crime rate in the United States is what it was back in the 50s, even though the population has grown like threefold?
Are you kidding me?
Go look it up. That's an FBI.
Well, I will.
Go look that up. Crime rate's not bad. They want you to think it's bad, so they can say, well, we need this big tank. We need all this stuff in the government for Homeland Security. Crime is down.
Yeah.
Crime is down to the levels of the 1950s.
Wow.
That's from the FBI. That's not me making it up, pulling out of my ass. That's from the FBI. Just look it up. You got a computer up there? Look it up.
I'm on my computers and broadcasting the show, yeah. Wow.
So I don't know how, how we can just, say, oh, God. I mean, we do have some bad places,
mm-hmm.
But gun control and all that is not, I can tell you one thing. If I have a gun and you come in and you start shooting people, I'm going to shoot you. I'm going to defend myself somehow. If I have a gun, I'm going to shoot back. If I figure out a way to get around it, I'm going to, take your ass out. So, but
I believe it.
You need to ask him. Well, I mean, you can look in the blog, and there, don't y'all have a daily paper where they have the crime statistics and the crime reports?
Yes.
3829 Chelsea Lane got broken into last night. They got a TV and a radio and blah. It tells you what, and then car was stolen over here. It's the local blotter, I think, is what they call it. And you'll see it's all piddly stuff. Kids threw a rock at a car and busted out the glass. It's all, but they got to make it look like.
One thing I think here in Jackson, I think rapes are bad. I think the rape. Rapes need to go down.
Really?
So,
they got a bunch of...
Yes.
So
yes. And our homicides, it's been, I don't want to talk on it, it's been kind of quiet recently, but homicides, but our overall crime stats are improving, but there's some areas where, definitely need to focus on, or get the criminals off the streets. The repeat offenders and the serial rapists and all that.
But you know what? They can't because they don't have anywhere to put them because they put all these people that were smoking a joint in jail for 10 years.
Good. And that's your point. And that's the point I knew you were making, too. And that's your point. Yeah.
We can't put that dude who, wants to beat women up and rape them. And we don't have any room. We got all these potheads in here. What are we going to do? Oh, well, I know what we're going to do. We're going to privatize it, and we're going to build more, and we're going to keep building, and we're just going to put everybody in jail. And then we won't have any crime. Hey! It's stupid. It's ridiculous. I could go on and on and on. Don't even get me started on religion, because I just got through arguing with some goomball about religion.
With who?
But, some guy on Facebook. Make all this up about calling me as smart as a rock and all that kind of stuff. I was like, that's a good Christian, calling people names. That's what good Christians do. They call other people names because they can't defend what I'm saying. So anyway, my intelligence is that of a rock.
My goodness.
I was like, okay, that sounds good to me. So what else is going on?
Wow.
What's the, when's y'all's,
When is what?
When's your election? When's the election coming up?
Well, believe it or not, it's the mayor's decision. So he announced the two finalists this morning. So I attended the first forum. They had the first forum at noon after he made the announcement who his two finalists.